If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is your collision cousins, your collider family, Crystal Star, Iridian, here on Fightful. We're early because AEW said, I got a blast. We're going to be getting into all of that and everything. But first and foremost, hello, Iridian. How are you?
I'm doing so good. Let me tell you, I missed you so much last week. I love doing the show with Rick. I just love working when it's all the three of us. But I also do love our two-woman power trip. And that's what you guys are getting tonight. And what a time for us to be back together, right?
What a time to be alive. For those of you tuning in early, it is now 9:56. You might be wondering, hey, Cresta, doesn't Collision end at 10 o'clock? I mean, it would, but it ended at 9:30 today. And we do have a tweet from Mr. Tony Khan himself saying, we're having technical problems with our studio transmission of Saturday Night Collision, AEW Collision tonight. I'm sorry for the inconvenience and to all of you great fans. We'll have the complete show up on Stream Max in its entirety on the West Coast, 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Mountain Time, 10 p.m., 11 p.m. Tonight. So I'm not going to wait till 11 o'clock to see the rest of this. Iridian was there, so she's our eyes on the ground. So we're here for you early, here on Fightful. What a mess. And a boat hit the Brooklyn Bridge. Y'all, what is happening today?
It's literally so insane. I was very confused. I know you said you were sports confused, but I was watching on the Hulu app and through my phone, I'm like, okay, great. Mind you, I was just rewatching because I was at the show, so I know what was happening. But next thing you know, I was watching Guardians of the Galaxy and I was like, wait a minute. What? Like, maybe let me go back. Let me retype in TNT. It's recording. And then next thing you know, Black Adam. And I'm like, I cannot avoid The Rock for the life of me. Like, this man is everywhere.
He's the final boss. He was like, Tony, you've had enough. Now I'm going to insert. Because it got Black Adam to trend, which I think is kind of funny. This was sports entertainment.
You see the picture of him wearing the New Japan shirt? Somebody made another picture of The Rock wearing like a AEW Collision shirt.
Stop.
It was so good. It was so good. God, I'm so sorry if you were planning on watching the show later. He said Iridian is going to spoil everything. But I mean, we can't wait. We're literally going to rewatch the whole thing just for me to tell you who wins the last two matches. It's going to be a no-go for me. So yeah.
It's going to be a no from me too, dog. But you know what is a yes from us? A thumbs up for you from you on this video. And don't forget. Let's try this again. Know what works for us, brother? A thumbs up from you. And also, you should go ahead and give us a subscribe over on Fightful and Fightful Select over on Patreon. We've got all of your wrestling news updates. I'm sure there will be a markup about this tomorrow from the one Sean Ross Sapp. We've got contract updates. Who's going where? Who's doing what? And also tonight, we got our sponsor, NordVPN. We'll play an ad from them much later in tonight. But overall, Iridian, since you were there and your eyes are on the ground, what did you think of... Oh. Sorry, my brain had a brain yip. Sorry. What did you think of the show?
No, the show was great. I had a wonderful time. You know, Tony Khan likes to keep fans in the arena for hours. So we got there and they had recorded Collision, well, at least one of the matches. So I watched Kyle and AR Fox before we watched Dynamite. So that was pretty cool. And then afterwards, you know, Collision started. It didn't go in the order that, you know, we watched it in because Megan. So I was like, oh, okay, Interessante, like, great time. I loved it, here for it. So fantastic. I'm glad that we got to see Megan. That's why I was like, here for it. I love it. Love it. But man, I was really excited for the street fight too. Would have wished that they had gone out into the street.
Come on now.
I also did not appreciate that they were like, Chicago, Chicago. It was an hour away from my house. I live in Chicago. So it was Hoffman Estates.
It's like when they say New York City and then it's like, almost near Buffalo. That's Yonkers. No,
you're like, I don't know about that.
Yes, going there. No,
but it was a great time. How did you think of the what we got to see? I guess on TV.
I will say this was very middle of the road until the end. Yeah. I guess what would be the end of the show. The first two matches, I guess. You know, it was what it was. They were glorified squash matches, but I appreciated them.
Yeah.
But overall, I was whelmed. I wasn't sports entertained. I wasn't entertained. Maybe I was just sports. Oh, sports tonight. If I had to put myself in the middle.
Just sports?
Sports.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of agree with you. I maybe think they could have switched out some matches, but they give us a fantastic Dynamite. So I guess it wasn't all gonna be a winner all this week. That's just how I'm thinking about it.
Guys, if you want to tell us what you're thinking, don't forget to send us a super chat. It's the only guaranteed way to get your comment read on screen. You can also send us a humper chat by going over to humperchats.com. Iridian has them pulled up. We get to keep a little bit more of the proceeds. Mm-hmm. Keeps the lights on and keeps Sean happy. Keeps us happy. Humperchats.com. I think we're ready to get into this.
Let's do it.
I just have one more thing to say. Speaking of sports, and this is the most sports thing I'll ever say ever. New York right now, there's a curse upon us. The boat had to hit the bridge because the Yankees and the Knicks won. And I haven't been a Yankees fan since Jeff Van Gundy was the coach. And that was a million years ago. Okay. The last time, apparently, allegedly, the Knicks went to the Eastern Conference was when Reggie Miller, the Knick killer, stopped us. So that's how long ago. That was like 99, 2000 and 2000, just 2000. Just... So, and the feed going dead time, like, yo, what is happening? So, I'm going to just put my wish out now then. Since we're getting wishes. Eddie Kingston, come back and take the championship off of either Okada or Moxie. That's my wish. It's going to shit anyway. That's my wish.
You said, Eddie, please. We need some help.
Help. Come back. The Death Riders would not be doing any of this if Eddie Kingston was still here. And I'm sports convinced that you can't. Oh, thanks, Orion Ben. Never mind. Well, I take my no. Don't give me the monkey paw wish. Never mind.
There's you know what? We're taking a lot of L's today. Okay.
Let's get this show started. We start off with Megan Bain with Penelope Ford, starting off versus Anna Jay with Harley Cameron. This match. I will say this is my complaint for the first two matches. There was a lot going on. So by the time I wrote one thing, this match was over. This was a great match. It was nice to see Anna Jay come back, getting that chokehold in, the Queen Slayer in on Megan Bain, who just yeets her off of her. And then we do get a win here with a deadlift into the Fates Descent, just like a literal deadlift, because Anna Jay's back was literally on that mat. What do we do with Megan Bain here? Do you think Megan Bain is the one that takes it off Toni Storm Iridian? And what did you think of this match?
I mean, I would hope so. They're really building Megan into this powerhouse, much like they did with Jade Cargill, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that maybe we get, you know, a TBS championship, maybe, you know, the main championship. But you're really building her up as a star. And the fans are pretty much on board with it, too. I know Anna was getting cheered. But Megan is fantastic and she's so strong. She is good at performing the moves as well as selling the moves. And that really goes to show you just the type of entertainer that she is. Man, we even got some outside action. I know Penelope was in there causing mayhem. She undid one of the padding for the turnbuckle, so it was exposed. And even though Megan got hit with, like, on the turnbuckle, she still picked up the win. So that just goes to show you that she's a powerhouse. And I mean, I'm hoping we get her to a championship. Is that what you're hoping?
At this point, I would, because I've seen chats, people in chat saying we want Cresta's opinion on the meaty match. And I love a meaty woman. I'm equal opportunity meat here. I love a good meaty woman. And with all due respect to Toni Storm, I do like Timeless Toni Storm, but to me, when Deonna Purrazzo said, I'm not playing this game with you, I kind of feel like we need someone to be like, I'm not doing this with you. I respect it, but I'm not doing this with you. I'm literally just going to beat you up. And I think that someone like a Megan Bain can. I mean, she's already, if I'm not mistaken, Toni Storm beat Megan Bain already. That's her one loss. But I'm like, in my mind, if you have a Megan Bain like that, I want her against a Statlander, against a Nightingale, even against a Thunder Rosa. But I think at that point, if we do it, she has to be champion. She just got
absolutely.
Man. So that's my two cents on it. I do enjoy Megan Bain. I'm at the point where I'm like, she's who? If not Toni Storm, then who?
Yeah. And if you're not really making Megan a feature, if she's just picking up all these wins and never going anywhere, then what are we doing with her on the roster? Like, are you taking her to Ring of Honor? But then Athena's in Ring of Honor. So
yeah, I don't want that. What's
that, you know, what's that like? So I don't know. I'm hoping that she gets a push. But again, we were hoping that Harley got a push, and now Harley's with Anna Jay. So maybe we get a tag division. I wouldn't be mad at that. Give Penelope and Megan championships. Let's have them run Mayhem across AEW and Ring of Honor.
Yes, I agree with that. That'd be something good. So even if you don't want to put her in the title scene, she has something to do where people are keeping her focus.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are just tuning into the Fightful podcast right now, AEW was ended at 9:30. If you watched it at earlier, Coast, I do see someone like, hey, I just tuned in the Midwest. It started at grand opening, grand closing. Toni Khan does have a tweet out saying that they had technical difficulties from their studio to the broadcast. So it's, I think it's streaming now on Max currently. Mm-hmm. And yeah, girl. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, does Toni get a refund for that? Like, how does that work? Because that's the first thing I thought. I was like, well, if I'm not getting my two matches, then that's TV time that I'm not having. Y'all are paying me money's coming from somewhere.
Well, I will say in their defense, how many times has AEW overran egregiously? Maybe they're getting a pound of flesh back. I don't know.
You know what? We got to have a group chat with Sean.
Just add Toni Khan to the chat. Hashtag add Toni Khan to the chat. I just have a question,
please,
sir.
Everybody was tweeting Toni Khan after this. They're like, excuse me, sir. I know you did it. I know I sure did it. I was like, Toni, I thought I was getting punked. Turns out I was being rocked.
I was being rocked. Mm-hmm. He was the final. I can't do the eyebrow thing.
Final boss.
This is what y'all get. He hit us with the eyebrow. Mm-mm. After this Megan Bain Anna Jay match, very briefly, because I feel like the audio was kind of muffled. Mm-hmm. Nigel McGuinness accepts the challenge from FTR and Daniel Garcia. And I'm like, I don't know, man.
Are you not excited? What happened?
I don't want to see Nigel get beat up.
Okay,
I don't want to see Nigel get beat up.
And this is where I think you're wrong. Nigel is going to whoop people's butts, okay? You know how I feel about FTR? I don't like FTR. And when Nigel was in that ring for Dynamite, you know, and Danny was in there, I was like, oh my God, I said this last week that I would not hate, you know, two technical baddies tagging together to form a team. And I'm like, great. You have Nigel McGuinness, who's a veteran, who's fantastic in the ring. You got Daniel Garcia, who is pretty much a fan favorite. I know some people, I guess with Danny, it's like you hate him or you love him, but the majority of people like Danny Garcia. So make them a little tag team. Let's do this for one match. You think Nigel's not going to get his swings in? He was on there tonight talking about like, oh, this is sink or swim and I'm not drowning. I was like, oh, you
I believe him.
Yes. Yes.
I'm an FTR fan, and I know how FTR Bald is about to give it up on this English man, okay?
Listen, yo. a man with no hair will not intimidate me, okay? That's what I'm saying.
And you can't intimidate your follicles to grow. You cannot intimidate me. That's real. You ate that.
I mean, this match, I'm just thinking, it's going to be fantastic. FTR is going to put on a fantastic performance. Mm-hmm. And this tag team that we're getting for one match of Danny Garcia and Nigel McGuinness, I think is going to be fantastic. I'm honestly, could be like one of the top five matches of the year. Who knows? That's just, I'm putting it out there.
I'm also a little jaded at the fact that before Danielson left, him and Nigel did not mix it up in the ring. Nigel was talking so much crap the entire... I'm still upset about that. I'm going to go ahead and say it. That being said, I think with the way FTR has been going, especially with the addition of Stokely Hathaway, they don't need it. But you really could beat up Nigel McGuinness. You really could beat him, like, really give it to him, and you solidify you guys as jackasses, because everybody loves Nigel, and maybe except for Claudio Castagnoli, everybody loves Nigel. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where I don't want to see that, but also if it has to happen. And I also saw in chat someone's like, well, Cope is coming back. I'm like, okay, but I feel like that happens after Nigel passes away. Yay. Now I want that.
I cannot.
Hey, baseball fans. It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I cannot.
They said, Cresta, they did. You missed it. Did they have a match with Danielson and Nigel?
Yes.
Did I not watch wrestling?
Yes. Nigel and Danielson. Yes. Yes, they did.
I feel like I even covered it.
Let me see. I think that was his first match back. He came out of retirement to fight Danielson. It was a while ago. It was 2014 in September.
Yeah, I've never seen wrestling a day in my life. And they cut the feed early tonight. What was I supposed to do?
I'm telling you, we're taking L's tonight. Guys, this is why Rick runs the show. Because when it's me and Cresta, we like, it's a lot going on.
Instead of AEW collision, it's AEW confusion.
It's a lot going on. But thank you guys for always letting us know what's up. We appreciate it.
You guys are always so nice, and you're never mean to us.
You're never mean to us. Absolutely. And thank you. That honestly means a lot to us. Art.
You guys are fantastic. We're going to move right along to Kyle Fletcher with Don Callis and AR Fox.
Period.
This match, again, I knew what it was going to be, but this match was good. And Kyle Fletcher, I mean this as a compliment. You're so annoying with that hot pink. Yo, like... I live for it, but it's like, bro, you know what you're doing. I live, but I hate you at the same time. This looks so good. Why is it so bright?
I love that hot pink. And he designed that. He was like, let's do triple pink. It's 10 out of 10. Love it. Man, I same thing. I think I knew what this match was gonna be. And this match, I walked in late to because it started half an hour before Dynamite did. So it was already going on. And I was like, wait a minute, what's going on? Fletcher's already in the ring. AR Fox is already in the ring. 10 out of 10. But seeing it tonight, man, it was just so good. And AR Fox, the last two collisions has been fantastic. So for them to continue like building his hype, I'm very excited for. And I would hope that that kind of pushes him towards a mid-card title, kind of like Megan. Like, he's so good. He's connecting with the fans right now. He's actually trained a lot of people on the roster. So it makes sense. It makes sense. But 10 out of 10 match for this one. Like, I love it. I kind of want to see more of them together.
AR Fox is one of those wrestlers. I don't know who I can compare him to, but if you need a person who fit in there and you are going to get a good match, no matter if you're a ground and pound, high flyer, baser, AR Fox is that guy. He is so legitimately good to me. Like, I have nothing but praise for AR Fox. Because also, like, the way he sells stuff, he looks like he's dying. Like, he's going to make you look like you've slapped fire at him. There was a chest chop moment in the corner where Kyle was, I was hoping Kyle was letting him have it, but it looked like, if even if he wasn't, AR Fox was like, I'm dead. We have a super chat from Orion Ben saying, thanks Kyle and Sky having wild relations in the control room. Iridian will pantomime the last 30 minutes of the show for us. Flair ruins everything. LOL. Pantomime is insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This whole comment was insane. Relations? Like, this is a Christian stream.
I'm dead. No, you know, Tony Khan was back there. Like, I don't know who edits this. Somebody, this is a big, honestly, I feel like this is a big deal. Like, this doesn't happen often.
Yeah, no, really.
And the fact that everyone was so confused, I don't know what Tony was doing Saturday night, but he was probably like getting all these messages and be like, wait a minute, what's happening? He's probably on the phone with Max right now. Like,
imagine being Tony Khan, like, okay, the show's on. Great. I'm gonna go to Margaritaville. Halfway to your third margarita, the show, the feed ended. What the fuck? What the fuck?
And then him having to be like, oh Jesus, let me type this tweet out really quick. And then he's like, now I gotta call people. People are calling him. Like, it probably ruined his Saturday night. Mm-mm. And then you and me, we were in the chat. We're like, well, do we start early? Well, what's happening?
Yeah, literally. Again, this all happened in the span of like 10 minutes. A bridge hit Brooklyn Bridge, a boat hit Brooklyn Bridge, the feed cut. Dustin Rhodes was about to wrestle. Like, mm-mm. It was just a lot. And, you know, shout outs to Tony Khan for handling with the, this is it, guys. It's on now. I don't tell you.
With the speedy recovery. And he was like, you know what? Well, it's on this one, but, you know, it'll be on later tonight. And I'm sure probably when we go back and rewatch like the recorded thing, it will be, you know, how it should be. But man, that is crazy.
No, you bring up a good point. I can't think of another talk. I've been seeing people tweet about like they got Halloween Havoc. But besides that, I can't think of another time. Maybe save for one of the Saudi Arabia shows that didn't start on time because they withheld the feed, but that wasn't here in the States or whatever it was. Yeah. That's the only other time I could think of that happening. That's crazy. Even TNA don't got that problem. I don't want to hear nothing about no TNA. No TNA slander. No TNA slander, okay? No TNA slander. Oh,
you said no slander here.
I love TNA, okay? I'll if someone says I don't like TNA, I'm like, all right, put your hands, put your dukes up, put them up.
Dead.
We do have another super chat from Michael Allen Lewis. He says, why are we booking Megan Bang? Why are we booking Megan backwards from main eventer to mid card in 2 months?
I just think that I guess this is a problem that AEW has where they'll bring in talent and then they kind of really they build them up, but then they don't really take them anywhere. We've seen this happen with Taya Valkyrie. We've seen this happen. Also, I guess the only successful person has been Jade Cargo that we've seen it. Like, I guess Athena too, you know, she really like worked her way up there, but everyone else kind of comes in and is kind of like great. And then they get pushed to the side. Even, oh my God, I'm blanking out. Serena Deeb, you know, she's having she's had her push and then they kind of bring her back down. So it's like
Taya Valkyrie too.
Yeah. I was like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Sports confused.
I mean, it is sports confusing. It's a little sports concerning as well because it's like there are storylines for the men that do not include a title that you can build your main event scene around, not just Timeless Toni Storm, to me, Megan Bain isn't your main event. And this should be girls that she should be having compelling storylines with if you're not going to have her face Toni Storm. We've already done that. She's beat Toni Storm. So what is she doing now? Same thing with Mercedes Moné. If she's not going to be facing Willow Nightingale or Serena Deeb, or we just said her name. Her name is right. Her face is Deonna Purrazzo. Mm-hmm. Have them in compelling storylines, or oh, they're on ROH. Mm-hmm. Come on. Like, I think there is a way to do things, because the ops were interesting before they got involved in the title scene. The Outrunners are interesting before they got involved in the title scene. Mm-hmm. You can do it. I believe in you. I go there, buddy.
Either that or, like, you know, you got so many factions in the men's division that are kind of, you know, getting pushed mm-hmm. into something. Let's do that. You know, Julia, have her lead her faction. Throw Sky in there. Throw Harley in there, because she was kind of in the mix for a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. start doing something with the women. Like, I don't know. I feel like we kept, like, you're focusing on maybe two or three women and then running the division around them, when there's so many more things that could be done. I don't know. Maybe. Somebody said we should cyberbully TK. I don't advocate for cyberbullying.
I don't advocate cyberbullying. I hang those up when AOL went down, right? I don't condone cyberbullying. Because let me tell you something. You cyberbullying, if someone logs off, what do I do?
Exactly.
What a crazy statement. You know, we're going to move on. That was a crazy thing. Maybe we should cyberbully. That's crazy. That man's going to turn his phone off.
Yeah.
Or worse, he's going to log into his burner and cyberbully me.
Yes. And at the end of the day, he got more money than me. So he's going to
cyberbully me and real bully me. I'm just, nah. You're wild for that. Next on this card, we had RPG Vice. Legally distinct Roppongi Vice with Trent and Rocky, with Lance Archer, the part of the Don Callis family, versus Brody King, Tomohiro Ishii, and Bandido. Mm-hmm. When they played the Hounds of Hell intro, I thought Buddy Matthews was going to be there as well. So I'm like, okay, it's nice to see him, but that was not the case. So I'm a little sports confused about that. So I'm like, all right, okay, work. This match was fine. There was a lot going on in this match. Mm-hmm. There was a lot going on in this match. Rocky Romero got pinned by Brody, and I thought Brody was going to eat the pin here, because I don't like it. Brody's been eating a lot of pins, and y'all know how I feel about the meat men in this match. Mm-hmm. They were literally jumping Ishii in this match. That's literally all my notes. Like, damn, now y'all jumping Ishii. Damn, now y'all jumping Ishii. So I want to know what your comments on this match, this trios match rather.
I think this match was, for me, more entertaining live than it was watching it back on TV. And I know Don Callis was getting his paycheck this week, because he was out there like three times on Dynamite, maybe twice tonight, commentary, and then still like just walking back and forth. I was like, damn, sir, like, get your check. I respect it. Absolutely respect it. You know, he's got to pay for his shoes. So 10 out of 10 for that. But the Outrunners, honestly, I feel like kind of made this just more entertaining, because everybody was just like excited to see them out there. But I didn't really have any notes. I thought this was a good match. I think there's a lot of people in the Don Callis family, and that's all I'll say.
I'll say this about Don Callis. If he's not manager of the year for 2025, I don't want to hear it. Listen, whether you like him or not, the Don Callis family is on AEW multiple times a week, mm-hmm. multiple matches, mm-hmm. whether it's Fletcher, Takeshita, I look at my notes. I dead forgot. There's a million people in there.
Hobbs.
Well, no, Hobbs, he's not in there no more. Trent, Archer, mm-hmm. now Romero. You know, get you on TV, whether you like him or you don't. Even mm-hmm. Alexander, he has you on TV. Don Callis is a good manager. Like, same thing with Heyman. Whether you like him or not, you're on TV, and that's what a manager is supposed to do, is to get you matches. Whether you lose or win, I'm in front of the crowd, baby. It's better if we win. And Don Callis, you can't be losing to the Callis fan. They'll get you up out of there real quick. I think Hobbs lost the match and got injured or real life injured. It's like, he's gone. He's out of here. So
yeah, we got a rotation here. We got a business is business.
Hate him or love him, Don Callis will make sure you're getting your money. Also, I thought it was comedy that he walked to the back for the Kyle Fletcher match, and then was back for the for this Don Cal's family match. I'm like, if it was recorded out of order, then okay, that makes sense. But it was just funny. Like, why did you even go to the bat? What was that?
And I'm dead. It was, oh, Jesus. I love the way that he just works. It honestly makes sense. Makes sense to me. Yeah.
We have another super chat from Tom LaValle that says, show ran fine when it was just Kyle and Sky. Then Takeshita joined and the energy melted the tape. What is
going on tonight, guys?
Yo, bro. Bonk, horny jail, all of you. What is this?
We're going to need a timeout section. Timeout section.
Thank you for the super chats, but at what cost?
You know what? What I will say, if you want to watch Sky and Kyle, go see my interview on Rest Friends. Just talk to them before the show. WREST Friends on YouTube. Great, great people. I absolutely love them. My second time interviewing them, and they were so nice, as usual. Probably even kinder than last time. Aww. 10 out of 10. Go watch that.
Honestly, Iridian's interviews are so nice because she gets the nitty gritty, but she's talking to you like you're your friend. Like, she's literally your rest friend. That's how she gets the, you. That's how you're going to get them. You're going to be a famous journalist and you're like, okay, so tell me your bank account. I'm like, 373. I don't know why I did that. She just told me to do it. I just felt so comfortable. We also have one more super chat from Just Ricardo that says, Cressa and Iridian, lovely. See ya after work. Thank you so much, Just Ricardo. We appreciate you. Let's get into work with Lexi Nair with Paragon. And she says, you know, Adam Cole, all these people are coming after you and your title. How does that feel? And I feel like even before Adam Cole could say like two things, here comes GYV. I didn't know they came back.
Mm. Same.
All right. At least I'm not alone on that. Yeah, GYV set up a match for them next week. Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong versus Grizzled Young Veterans.
Can't say much about that. For a long time, I couldn't remember what their name was, so I called them the Vintage Men. So sometimes when I see them, I'm just like, it makes sense, like grizzled, like young, like I was like, oh, you know, it just in my mind, that's what made sense.
Vintage Men. Versus the Vaudevillians. Book it, Tony. Honestly, that would be... Hey, put your paws up your head.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. This is the best review show I've ever been a part of.
You know, Rick is really missing such an important episode because this has never happened for a Collision. Collision has never ended early.
That's very true. Speaking of Rick, Blake Christian wrestled and Rick's not here. Yes, I know it's pre-taped, but it's always curious that whenever Blake Christian wrestles, Rick is not here. But for someone says, hey, he was here last week, and apparently, allegedly, I wasn't, but Blake Christian was. It's pre-recorded, so I don't want to hear any logic or slander.
None of that here.
None of that. I'm a wrestling fan. I don't want to hear the truth. Thank you very much. This match was great. I love Blake Christian versus Speedball because I love Speedball. Speedball is fantastic. Speedball makes everything in professional wrestling better. I live. I have to give a shout out to that stomp. That 450 stomp Blake Christian did to Speedball. I can't feel bad though because Speedball does the Ultimo Weapon, which is like the coup de grace but with knees. But so also, this match was good. What did you think about it, Iridian?
Fantastic. This is probably my match of the night. Like, I mean, I guess because we didn't get to see the other two, but this one was so good. I love anytime Mike Bailey's in the ring and he's just so fantastic. Blake Christian, I'm really glad that we're seeing him more on AEW because yes, he's really made a name for himself on Ring of Honor, but I do think that Ring of Honor, I think I've said it before, is kind of limited to a certain audience and AEW just is kind of more open. But man, there was like a thrust kick to Christian when he was coming down from the top rope from Mike Bailey. And it reminded me of like when Shawn Michaels, like Sweet Chin Music. I don't remember who it was. Was it was it Shelton Benjamin? Was that the iconic one? Who was it? Who did he super kick? Somebody in the chat, you know what I'm talking about. Shawn Michaels.
I told you the iconic one I'm thinking of is when he super kicked that intern and all the paper flew everywhere.
No, there was yes, Shelton Benjamin. Someone's in the chat. Yes, that one. Iconic. And it gave me like flashbacks to that. And I was like, man, a speedball kick has to hurt. No shoe.
Bro.
On foot.
Mm-mm. Also, shout out to Blake Christian. And I say this, if you wrestle barefoot, you deserve to get your toes stepped on. And I'm glad somebody did it. I don't like that he did it to speedball. Let me be clear. I don't like to do speedball, but I'd be thinking that when Solo Sikoa be wrestling, say, yo, step on his foot. Just right his toe. Right his toe. I would do it, but I would be a heel. Step on his toe. So shout out to Blake Christian for
doing it.
Doing it. He let the intrusive thoughts. He let the 09 Randy Orton thoughts with. Step on his toe. Step on his toe.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Guys, you've been fantastic. We're going to hear a word from our sponsor, NordVPN.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.
The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to use our VPN partner, Nord. Put in Fightful. Get your points in. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm circling the internet searching for what's going on with this Tony Khan. Uh-huh. And Max, because I'm seeing in chat that HBO already admitted that the fault was on that end. So I'm going to try to confirm it.
Let's see what's happening. Yeah, but while Cresta looks up that info, make sure that you guys send us a super chat, send us a humper chat. Lord Jesus, there was a lot going on tonight. And honestly, this last half hour not airing was very entertaining, TBH, because I'm telling you, the chats that Cresta and I were having about, do we go on? Do we not go on? What's happening? I'm sure Tony Khan was freaking out. I want to say, maybe they did say something on Twitter. Honestly, Twitter to confirm or deny news.
That's sad. First of all, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way. But also at the same time, it's the quickest way from the sauce. I'm not on no email list. I'm out here in these trenches.
You know what? Where's Sean? He should be on here with us right now.
This is breaking news. What's going on with Fightful? I thought you guys watched wrestling. Iridian and Cresta Hazard Pay, but let's talk about Hazard Pay and the Death Riders. John Moxley bloodied from the match he had with Samosif Joseph for the title. Talk about we get things done. We're professionals. And that's why you lost, because we have standards and you guys are a bunch of ragtag bums. We know what we're doing. Gabe Kidd works for me because he's a professional just like us. I am at the point with the Death Riders that I was at the point with Roman Reigns. So y'all never gonna get it off of him, huh? I guess OTC. I'm getting to the point, like, whatever. He's gonna be champion forever. It doesn't matter who you throw at him. I thought Samoa Joe in a cage match was a sure bet. Now you gonna do anarchy in arena? Oh, I don't care. Death Riders for life. I'm flip-flopping. I don't care. I'm going on it. This is exactly what happened with the Bloodline, where it's like, so nobody's ever gonna beat Roman Reigns? Nope. OTC.
You know what's crazy? You know, I'm a ride or die for the Death Riders, but I am sick of them. So if you switched out Marina Shafir with Willow, that would get me back on board. Like, I love Marina Shafir. I think she's fantastic, but I do love Willow more. And the fact that, you know, some of my other, maybe I like Samoa Joe, but he's not like my faves. Same thing with Hobbs. Like, I just need something switched over. But same thing with you. Like, I feel like, okay, sir, when are we going to lose? It's okay to lose, you know?
Yeah.
You can take an L every now and then. And I'm so tired of that dang briefcase. I need to see a championship. Please. Please. That's all I'm asking for.
Speak about that. He was like, I don't need it over my head. I'm like, yeah, but dare
what'd
I
you
say,
do?
This is professional wrestling and you're the champion, so we should be seeing the title? Dare I say that? Or does that make me look like a mark? Like, you know what I mean? Like, dare I say that? I agree with you in the sense of maybe if something was mixed out, but I'm fatigued at this. I'm sports fatigued. So you got it. Death Riders till I die, bro. Willie Yuta's my favorite until I flip-flop again. But I'm beaten to submission at this point. Because, like, nothing that you guys have had credit, just kind of like, who else had did this? You had a bunch of credible contenders and they still kept losing. So it does, nothing means nothing. nothing means nothing. So that's where I'm at. Death Riders for life. And unless it's Eddie Kingston, I don't care at this point. I don't know. You could send your best, your brightest. You're not beating John Moxley, okay?
He's going to go undefeated. He's going to go undefeated for the rest of our lives. At this point, yeah, someone said Willow needs to pin Mox.
Like, even if you switched out Deeb for Marina, or maybe, I don't know. I was hoping for a Yuta face turn, but he's...
I'm waiting. Look, you know what I will say? What I will say, there's a lot of ugly men who hate Wheeler Yuta, okay? That's what I will say. There's a lot of people who go to wrestling shows who will boo Yuta, and they'll just, there was people in Chicago, a lot of men, they were like, oh, Yuta sucks. And the guy next to me, he's like, I just like chanting that. Like, to the girl that was next to him, and I was like, what? How are you just going to be, you're gonna be a follower? You're just going to go along?
If you hate somebody, hate them for real. Don't hate. To quote Oakley Hathaway, the worst thing you can do is dick ride without a license. Don't hate for free. Not for free. Don't hate for free. Hate for real.
Exactly. And I'm telling you, there were men who were just chanting, oh, Yuta sucks. Everybody was booing. People, not me. I was like, Yuta, I'm here. Got you. I will cheer for you, sir. Okay?
Right. This is day zero. Day zero. Day zero.
Same thing with Takeshita. The first time I saw Takeshita, I was like, that man is a fantastic wrestler. You could be a heel. You could be a good guy. I got you, no matter what. Some people I do flip-flop with, but never them. Never them.
I'm the same way with Zelina Vega. She could slap the Pope, and I'd be like, well, you know, maybe he should have booked himself better. He should have. I can't see why she's the bad guy here. So I completely understand where you're coming from. Sometimes you flip flop. Sometimes you're blind.
Yes.
We had the Chicago street fight, crucially with no street. We had that Big Bill and Brian Keith. Are they still called the Learning Tree? They introduced them as such.
Well, they come out with the Jericho saying, I am the Learning Tree, with no Jericho. So no tree. I guess you're just branches and leaves, TBH.
I mean, Big Bill is the tree.
I'm going to say he's the branch.
It was Big Bill, Brian Keith versus the Gates of Agony, Bishop Khan, and Toa Leoa. I have to say, Big Bill and Brian Keith, when they came down the ramp, I was like, that's giving big brother, little brother energy. And I kind of live for it. I live for it. You mess with my older brother, I'm going to beat you up. You mess with my little brother, I'm going to beat you up. Yeah. This match was, I don't want to say a hot mess, because that's not how I feel, but there was a lot going on. Once again, there was just so much. Big Bill, at one point, takes a brick out of his book bag.
That was crazy.
On Bishop Khan's head. Bishop Khan gets out of the way, And with the force in his hand, with this brick and the post, disintegrates the brick in his hand. I'm like, ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way. I was sports impressed. But that was, what if Bishop Khan didn't move? I mean, he was gonna, but what if he didn't move?
You know what? I think about that a lot of times when there's like a no disqualification match, or like a false count anywhere. I'm like, I get it that, you know, maybe they were gonna move, but what if they didn't? You know, that's insane. That's insane. Like, that person could have got like legit hurt. And I know people get legit hurt all the time. But in moments like that, I'm like, you took a brick out? That's crazy.
Not just one brick, because he turned the book bag upside down and a few bricks came out. When he picked it up, I was like, yo, those are the Randy Orton voices you're hearing, bro. Put that brick down. What is wrong with you?
Goodbye.
You know, anytime someone's about to do sports murder, I'm like, oh, that's the 09 Randy Orton voices.
You know what I do think, what I will say, I guess, about the street fights in general is that I do wish that whenever it's called a street fight after a town or a state, that it would kind of have some more staples of that place, especially if you're not going to be in the street. Like, throw a hot dog, you know, a Chicago hot dog or something, you know, throw a deep dish pizza in there. Like, just a couple things that Chicago's known for. You know, I was hoping for more baseball bats, maybe like a hockey stick. We're very like sports, a couple of footballs, you know, something fun. If you're not going to be fighting by Lake Michigan, like, what's the point?
Already, what's the point? You're the worst. If you're not fighting by Lake Michigan, what's the point?
What's the point?
Put that on a t-shirt.
Like, what's the point? Like, let me see you outside the Chicago theater, you know, at least CGI something. Throw a CGI in there, you know, come on. Like, how are you gonna say it's a Chicago street fight? One, you don't go into the street. Two, you're at Hoffman Estates. And three, there's no hot dogs.
Yo, Arita, you're killing me, Bleak.
I'm so serious. There's not a single hot dog in sight.
Not a street, not a hot dog. So this could have been street fight from any town. That's what you say. Any town, USA.
This could have been a no disqualification match. This is what that was.
I feel like Chicago's known for many things. And you guys had a street fight with no street and no Chicago. So you just had a fight. So you had a wrestling match.
We had a wrestling match. No disqualification. Exactly.
Guys, this match was a lot. Like I said, at one point, Brian Keith was in a garbage can. And I didn't like that. Some of us are vertically challenged, and compared to Big Bill, we're all vertically challenged. So don't put this man in a garbage can. That was rude as hell.
What I will say, this match made me so terrified of Toa. Like, that man got hit in the head with a garbage can lid and said, "What was that?"
Feel no pain. I was like, "Hey, yo, he's crazy." I don't know. I want to see the Gates of Agony versus Jacob Fatu and them. It probably happened somewhere, but I have a feeling Tagaloa versus Jacob Fatu, who getting knocked out first? Nobody. We're going to be there for 27 days on a first knockout match. Get out of here. I would be sports entertained. Like, he is a scary, like you said, he no-sold the thing to the head.
Yeah.
Ran back, got hit, but even then it looked like he was like, just a bump of me noggies.
He was like, this is kind of fun. Let's do it again.
Terrifying. These guys pushed. Mm-hmm. I remember they did against the Hurt Business and they got the dirt. I mean, Hurt Syndicate. Sorry. Please don't beat me up. I cannot MVP. Fight.
So sorry. MJF is in there now. We will get roasted. I don't think he's really in there though.
You are Cedric Alexander. Mm-hmm. Ask the real question. What's Cedric Alexander? I said I would stop, but I was cooking MJF on Wednesday because he was dressed like Bagger Vance. Talk about I want to join the Hurt Syndicate. At least dress the part. Come on now. Ric Flair tonight was dressed more the part than you were. Sammy Guevara on Wednesday was dressed more the part than you were.
Sammy was dressed nice, right? I was like, that's a nice suit.
That baby blue, he said, come on now. Come on, I'm a dad now.
Okay now. He said, I gotta put on.
We're getting off the topic. They had 30 minutes left, so we decided to BS extra early just for you guys. We're dedicated. We're dedicated, y'all.
We make up the time here, okay? I'm done.
We get the end of this match with Big Bill gave Bishop Khan a choke slam from hell, and that's the end. Do you have anything else to add to this match?
Nope. I think we pretty much said everything, you know. the fight was what it was, a good fight. Did you think the right team won? Okay, let's move on to the next match.
I was trying to find the word to say indifference.
Okay. Okay, because but you know what? I feel the same. I think it could have gone either or.
Yeah.
I think they both put on a good match. They really like showed. I mean, I guess you were like, oh, well, they're both good teams. Nobody got buried in this match.
Agreed. Yeah. And my problem I think I have with wrestling is that I'm always looking forward to, okay, if the learning tree is doing this to gain Jericho's favor, what's the upside of that? Because to me, this match showed that you don't need Jericho. You've been showing that you don't need Jericho. So what is the point? What's the upside? Where do we go from here? Because you guys are for sure not taking on the Hurt Syndicate, maybe more matches. But also, again, look at Gates of Agony. You just had a match against Hurt Syndicate for the titles like 2 weeks ago. And yeah, now you're getting beat by the Learning Tree, who on paper is lower in the card than you because you just had a match.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know what I want to see? Chris Jericho versus Don Callis. I think that would be fantastic, honestly.
Bro, yo, book it. Yo, I have no rebuttal against that because I'm like, well, Don Callis would surely, no, he wouldn't. But Jericho would surely, no, he wouldn't.
Exactly.
not this, because MVP would beat them both up. Not this. That's not fair. That's not fair.
Now, this is different than the unk off.
This is way different than the unk off. The only unk in there is MVP. And an unk cannot fight an uncle because the uncle beat up the uncle.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-mm. Okay. I'm hot. So this is the last thing that you would have saw if you started watching on the East Coast before the lights went out in Georgia, as the kids would say. Well, the adults would say, no one gets that reference unless you're of a certain age. They did a tribute to Steve Mongo McMichael, Hall of Famer in, not wrestling, in NFL. I'm pretty sure going to be a Hall of Famer almost everywhere in wrestling. They had Dean Malenko come out. They had his ex-wife come out as well, or his current wife, rather. Ric Flair showed up, which I was, okay, Richard, I respect it. Mm-hmm. And I started writing, and then it was over. The tribute was, it wasn't a video package. It was Tony saying how, not TNA, Jesus, I watched too much wrestling. How AEW is teaming up with, I forgot the foundation's name, and they're going to be donating to ALS. Mm-hmm. And that's what Mongo was diagnosed with before his unfortunate passing. So I thought this was really nice. I think they actually did try to cut to commercial where they said they had these other two matches. And then the feed went to Black Adam or Guardians of the Galaxy, depending on where you got your wrestling.
Yeah. I think this was a really, really nice tribute. They did cut to like the fans wearing like the Chicago Bears merch. And Steve's wife was there and they did bring out Rick. And I thought it was a really, really nice tribute. And they did, you know, talk about, oh, you know, here's the QR code if you guys want to also donate. So they were, you know, bringing awareness to that cause. And I thought it was a good tribute. But like you said, it was kind of overshadowed by the feed, you know, cutting off and everyone being confused. Like, wait a minute, what's happening? Trying to find out. Everyone was DMing Tony Khan. I'm sure his DMs are pretty full tonight. But it was good. Yeah. After that, we should have saw Sammy Guevara and Dustin face Lio Rush and Action Andretti, and that did not happen. But let me tell you, honestly, you were kind of saved from seeing Action Andretti's.
I don't think this was a.
Yeah. No, you were saved from seeing those outfits because
they were the spike ones, the ones that looked like influenza,
okay. And it was kind of like muted, like a muted jacket. So it's kind of like gray, brownish. I was not a fan. I'm not a fan of those jackets. I think those guys know how to dress, and I get it. It makes them different, but you could stand out in another way. I don't know.
Not you saying be yourself.
I'm dead, but I'll give you this. Who do you think won that match?
It's me, Action Andretti and Dustin Rhodes and
Sammy Guevara and Dustin versus Lio and Action Andretti.
I'm gonna go ahead and say Dustin. And Sammy Guevara.
And you'd be correct. 10 out of 10. yes, winners of that match, which is honestly a pretty good match. So that them winning that means that they will be fighting the Hurt Syndicate at Double or Nothing, which I think is going to be a pretty solid match. You are making too many faces tonight.
I'm sorry. I had to really, my brain was on a delay there. The Hurt Syndicate versus Sammy Guevara and Dustin Rhodes. I was like, ding, ding, Dustin. He going to start bleeding. Yeah. They're going to break his body.
I know. But I feel like, you know, sometimes Dustin can pull it off. But I do think that Sammy might be doing a lot of the work.
Let me be clear here. I think Dustin has the cleanest power slam in the industry right now, period, bar none. Clean, nasty, up there with Randy Orton's. And I think he's above Randy Orton because Randy Orton's power slam is clean too. Mm-hmm. That being said, he always gets up in his matches, like bleeding. It could be a regular tag match, and this man is just leaking. I don't know what it is about Sammy Guevara, a fine wrestler as well. The crowd just be like, yo. So I'm like, I don't know what we're doing there with that. And the Hurt Syndicate is on an upward trajectory. The only positive I see coming out of this, besides, you know, Hurt Syndicate getting another W, mm-hmm. MJF trying to prove his worth, you know, or
and
maybe
helping them keep their titles by getting involved. Maybe the little ring, the pinky ring comes out, you know.
Wait, was that right? When are they having this tag match at Double or Nothing?
Double or Nothing, yeah. So technically MJF is like having his lawyer, Mark Sterling, look at everything in the contract to see like what's happening. And MVP was kind of like, wait, why are you going to Mark Sterling? Like, I thought we were in this. I thought, you know, everything was good. And MJF was like, let me just have my lawyer look it over and then we'll see what happens. So I think there's still a possibility where MVP is like, wait a minute, I let you in the group. What's happening here?
Can I peddle a conspiracy theory to you?
Go ahead.
This is just me. Between now and Double or Nothing, MJF gets on their nerves. Cedric Alexander comes into the fold. When MJF thinks he's doing something, Cedric Alexander beats the fuck out of him. Maybe it's a 3-on-3 at Double or Nothing, actually, with MJF, with Dustin Rhodes and Sammy Guevara. Don't know how that works because nobody like MJF in kayfabe. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I could, I don't like MJF with the Hurt Syndicate. I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't think
absolutely. He's a vibe,
and he's a snake. Nothing he's gone in has gone well for anybody else but him. I think MVP knows that. And you can use quote unquote MJF's name to put you in a position. He just beat up MJF for a couple of weeks. But when MJF began to step out of line, Cedric Alexander says, knock that off. So that's my mind. By the time y'all get to Double or Nothing, Cedric Alexander is going to be in the Hurt Syndicate, or he debuts there and he jumps MJF because, no, you're a corn. What are you doing?
You know what's so funny?
I don't want to see that. No.
On Dynamite, when it was like one of the commercial breaks before the Hurt Syndicate, you know, was going to talk to MJF, MVP was like, well, should we have him join or not? Like, what are we thinking? And the majority of the Chicago crowd was like, no, like, don't take MJF. And Bobby Lashley was like, see, I'm telling you, like, don't have this man join. And when they had MJF in that ring, you saw, you know, Shelton Benjamin kind of ready to be like, all right, like, am I
a guy?
Am I not? So I know he's like on the bottom of the totem pole in that group. Like, they don't care about him. And MJF does not need to be with them, TBH. They don't need him.
I'll even say, to MJF's credit, he knows he's at the bottom of the totem pole and he's not as relevant as they are right now. That's why you're trying to align yourself with these guys to do what you got to do. That being said, I think MVP is smarter than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, I know the type of time you on. I know the type of time you on. As soon as Cedric Alexander's free to come.
That's so funny. I just, you know, right now when you were saying all those letters, I was like, oh my God, that's going to be the next promo. You know, MJF, MVP. Like, there's going to be so many letters in there. We're going to have to figure something out. But
too many anagrams.
TBH.
LOL FML.
And after that, I guess the main event was going to be Powerhouse Hobbs versus Wheeler Yuta, which, let me tell you, Yuta was in that ring and I'm like, yay, great, 10 out of 10. And then Hobbs's music plays, and I, in my video, I had to mute it because I was like, oh my god, is he fighting Hobbs? Like, I was like, oh no, like, this is not good. This is not good, because clearly they are built differently, right? I knew Yuta was gonna put up a fight. Yuta attacked Hobbs as soon as he got in the ring from behind. Did not work because he was just beating on Yuta. And honestly, kind of disrespectful. But, you know, Yuta got his stuff in. He, like, gave a splash from the top rope. There was a couple clotheslines by Hobbs. And spinebuster for the win for Hobbs. So I did not like that.
I can imagine. Did the Death Riders come out? Because when I see Willer, Yuta versus Hobbs on paper, I'm like, oh, the Death Riders will come out.
Marina Shafir did come out. And this was good. I think this is why it was the main event, because it was so good. So Marina Shafir did come out. She attacked Hobbs, which I was like, girl, a time when I needed you to fight, and this is it. This is it. I'm here. I'm for it. 10 out of 10. And then, you know, because Marina was in there, and I was like, oh, you know who Marina has beef with? Willow. And as soon as I said that, Willow comes out. Oh my God. Yes, it's so good. So Willow took out Marina Shafir. And then Wheeler Yuta attacked Willow. He grabbed Willow by the hair, and Willow's like, I know you're not doing this. And everybody in the audience was like, you did not
Wheeler, I can't root for you when you're acting like this.
I said, Wheeler, this is disrespectful. How dare you? You know better. But no, it's okay, because, you know, he ended up getting attacked. And then Chris Statlander came out and just watched from the entrance for a little bit, and I was like, wait a minute. Mind you, she looked good. So we missed her on television tonight. But man, it was a really good, you know, just couple moments that happened. And it was more interesting than the match, TBH. But I was like, Wheeler, you put your hands on Willow. Willow's hair? Insane. Insane. But yeah, it would have been a good main event if people got to see it.
It might be time that Wheeler got his head shaved. It might be tough for a hair versus it's hair so match.
You know what I was talking to? Because I went with my cousin to the show, my other rest friend. And I was like, you know what? I think he's growing his hair out. I think he's trying to go for like a Takeshita look. And I don't hate it, but it's just like a process. You know, when you're growing your hair out, it takes time.
That in the middle part is always like, ugh,
it's
like
always awkward. It's the same thing too when like you're dyeing your hair. Yeah. I remember when I was going blonde, my hair was like orange for a bit. I hated it. I was like, this is not for me. Don't like it.
I dyed my hair in the front, like right up in here is white, and I left it because that's
like, it is what it is.
You know, I got a skunk patch or whatever the kids are calling it. I give up. And that was Collision. For you guys about to watch it in 6 minutes, we cheated. We gave you spy.
Technically, yes. Yes, we did. We have a super chat.
Yes, we do. From Meat Norman saying, I haven't collided yet, but wanted to show y'all some love. Have a meaty rest of your weekend. Come on, Gout. Also, Yuta, never touch a black woman today. Like, Yuta, come on now. Like, I fake hate you. Don't make me hate you for real.
This is literally, like, everybody in that audience gasped. I gasped. I'm like, I can't help you right now. Willow, you better be his ass.
Yeah. It's one of those things, you see your favorite do something for me. You're like, I don't even want to look. Just do it. Just do it. I don't want to look.
And I was like, sir, you know better. You're just trying to get people angry. And it worked.
I mean, Yuta's going to the school of Jeff Jarrett heat. I cannot be mad, because Yuta's doing things to get under people's skin. Whether you think he's a lackey, a follower, you hate him. And that's the point.
Yeah. He's learning. He's also watching some Dom Mysterio tape, probably. Like,
those two together would be the slimiest heels in wrestling currently.
And Forbidden Door. Wheeler Yuta versus Dominic Mysterio. Book it.
Battle of attendees. So wait, but in our Forbidden Door, we got the Unk Off Battle of attendees. Mm-hmm. We got to book a women's match.
We do have to book a women's match. Oh my God. I need a week to think about this. I need to look at the rosters and be like, okay, this is who's fighting. This is the stipulation. I feel like we need a lumberjill match. Oh my God.
Skirt steak match. I'm working on that one. It sounds a little sexist, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Okay. I'm working on it.
That's a mixed tag team match. The skirt steak.
Not a miss. No boys allowed. You have your own thing. Go to the uncle. You're not an uncle? Die. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
We're going to give Iridian a week to think about this, y'all. Iridian, where can they find you during the rest of the week, though?
During the rest of the week, guys, head over to my YouTube channel, Rest Friends. That's W-R-E-S-T, Friends. And subscribe to my YouTube channel. I am trying to get to 5,000 subscribers, so I'm on my way there. And you can also listen to our podcast. We stream it live. And check out some of my interviews. Like I said, Sky Blue, Kyle Fletcher, they were fantastic. I also have an interview with Kurt Angle on there. I have an interview with Britt Baker, with Orange Cassidy. So just literally check them all out. Give me a like and follow me on social media, Iridian_Fiero. But Cresta, where can our beautiful Fightful Colliders, who we gave spoilers to tonight, find you all throughout the week?
Ladies and gentlemen, you can find me anywhere you can type Cresta Star. That's C-R-E-S-T-A-S-T-A-R-R on your social media, except for Facebook, because I don't have one of those. And except for X, where it'd be Cresta the Star, like Megan the Stallion. I'm on Instagram, TikTok. I post reactions to my to wrestling, mainly on Wednesdays. I just started a new run of Baldur's Gate, where I'm literally cosplaying Randy Orton from 09, making the worst decisions possible. We've already killed a man. You should tune in twitch.tv/CrestaStar. Besides that, I don't have anything else going on. I appreciate you guys. Give Fightful a follow. Give us a thumbs up if you had a good time watching this video. Follow us on all forms of social media. Give us your $6, best $6 in the business. We're so close to having all of these followers and subscribers because of you. I'm Cresta Star. That's Iridian. She's gorgeous. She's beautiful. I'm a toad and I like it that way. Thank you guys so much. See you next time. And Rick is Blake Christian.
And tell Sean you love us. Tell him.
Tweet Sean right now and say two woman power trip. Hashtag two woman power trip.
And then at us. At him and at us. Yeah.
I'm sure this will go over fine for us. I will see you guys next week. Bye.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.